It's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. And this morning, we get to talk with Dr. Kim Friesen with the Mountain Lake Christian School. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you, too.
We appreciate you taking time out and talking with us.
I'd love to talk with you. I'm sorry I can't be there in person today.
Well, we appreciate you any way we can take it. So, well, we appreciate you taking time out. This is the sure sign of spring that we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. Our Mountain Lake Christian School Spring Auction.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the big fundraisers each year.
And you do have multiple fundraisers every year, but this one is the big one, isn't it?
This is special. This is definitely special, you know, and because it includes so many people donating and so many people to work it and to prepare. It's an all-hands-on kind of event.
Now, it is this Friday night, so it's coming up quick.
It is. Doors open at 5 o'clock for browsing, and concessions are open, and previewing even some of the other live auction items. But the live auction begins at 6:30.
And you really have a part A and a part B, along with great food that you're serving up. There's a silent auction and a live auction.
Right. That's right. The silent auction is starts going right away at 5 o'clock, and then at about 7:15, that first flight of silent auction items are announced, and then at 7:45, the second flight. So they overlap. So there's always a lot of activity, and everybody needs to listen.
Yes, that's for sure. Things happen fast. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what people are going to find. If you've never been there, it's just rooms and rooms. There's so much going on. So it's important to come when the doors open so that you have time to see all the silent auctions before the live auction starts.
Oh, absolutely, because you are going to get distracted a little bit while you're perusing because of all the people talking to you. You're going to see lots of your friends, people from all the small towns around here show up, and it's just a community event and a good meal. Some people just come for the food, and some come for the whole experience, and some people come with a special item in mind.
Yes.
They might want that chainsaw.
Yeah, that's, and now we were talking a little bit before we got started, and a lot of the old favorites are there this year that you're going to get to bid on, but there's some new things too.
Mm-hmm. Well, first we added something that is pretty exciting. We have Minnesota Twins raffle tickets. We have tickets for a game on April 28th. They're row one. Seats 32 and 33, and it includes beverage, tapas-style food in the Delta Sky Suite. And this has been donated, the tickets have been donated by Staples Oil. We're really excited. So this is a new one. And the drawing, I've got to look on here, but the drawing is at that evening.
Okay. Yeah, and that will be a great way to, and the best part is you're supporting the school with everything you buy, but you also get to take home some awful neat stuff.
Yes, and great memories. I wanted to say the tickets for the raffle are only $10 each.
Okay.
But you're right, Steve, because it's, I remember coming to my first one and I felt like, wow, this is so much fun. I can't talk. It was so fun and so well organized, it's so active. This is a great evening.
Well, it really is. And you talk about talking to all the people and seeing friends that you maybe only see once a year, but there's a lot of fellowship going on too.
Oh, there certainly is. And it's kind of fun to bid up your buddy. I know I've been involved and I'm going to bid you up. No, I'm taking that home. You know, sometimes if you're coming for a really good bargain, come anyway, but you might, you know, this is a fundraiser, and people want to get the item and help the school. So we sometimes bid up a buddy.
Yes.
Go, I'm going to get it now.
Yes, it is always fun, and it's always done. Like you said, it's so well organized, and it just, the pace of the night is fun.
It is. You know, we have a wonderful, since our school is run mostly by donations, that we have committees for different things, and the committee always has worked well on the auction, obviously, but this year, Miranda Stace and Jody Lepp have done a terrific job of getting things and their teams ready for things. We have also Darwin Hall and Scott Christopher are our auctioneers, and if you know them, they are so fun and they're real easy to follow. It's not like they're the ones that you have to have an interpreter for. So this is, we're glad that they help us out each year.
Yes, very entertaining too.
Yes. You know, Steve, we have great cooks. If you've ever been to Borscht,
yes.
Well, we have a bake sale here, but we all, you know, at Borscht time also. But there are a lot of baked goods for sale. I'm thinking about, you know, like I said, our breads. But we have Brenica. I mean, where do you get Brenica? You got to come to the Borscht, or you've got to come to MLC.
Yep, that's exactly right. So I'm not sure we've said, you know, new people are moving into the area all the time. Where is the Mountain Lake Christian School?
You know, it's located at 710 11th Street North in Mountain Lake, Minnesota. And it is just kind of off, not even a mile off of the main drag.
Yeah, it's real. It's easy to get to.
Right, it is. And they're parking, you'll see people parking all over and then just come in the front door. We did make a change in our checkout system. We have, in the past, always checked out with a line coming to the office. Well, we aren't doing that this year. We felt like it was too slow. We're trying to help it go a little smoother for people. We're moving our checkout to our music room, and I see you've been here. Our music room is spacious, and we'll have it set up so that people can go through more quickly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's so you just keep improving it every year.
Last year, I didn't think it could get any better. We are working hard at trying to do that, you know. We have a patio kind of a set. I can tell you a few things. We have a golf package. We people buy shares in new reading curriculum. We want to help, so we'll put $100 towards that curriculum. They're not taking anything home other than a blessed heart, but
amen.
It's very good for the school. We have silver coins. We have 4 silver coins, homemade whoopie pies.
Ooh.
That's good. And we have, we have a three-wheel electric scooter this year.
Okay.
That's absolutely new. And we have a custard for a year from Culver's. That sounds yummy to me.
Definitely.
Then we have half a hog processed. Go figure. We're in Minnesota, right?
Sure.
So we have half a hog. We have 7-yard load of limestone and red rock. I want you to get the idea that we have a lot of variety.
Well, it's something for everyone, big and small, and everything in between.
Yes, yes, there is. What else can I tell you about my auction? I want you to know that last year we had over 200 bidders, and we had about 500 people come through.
Wow, okay. And the weather's going to be good, so there's no reason for a big crowd this year not to be there.
That's right. But it's also important that it's all volunteer and our kids are involved. They help set up. They showcase the items. And yet we have more adults than kids volunteering the week before. It's just all hands on deck.
Well, and that is one of the things that we can't let you go without talking about the school. And like you say, the kids are involved in all the activities and the fundraising, but it's the education experience that they have.
Oh, we have a very high level of education here at this school. We have highly qualified teachers, people who love the Lord. So when you take high quality education and it's wrapped in a knowledge of Jesus and your faith, it's just enhanced. And then the socialization is at a very high level. We provide great experiences for our kids, like VOTEC experiences. We do mission. Our kids just got back from mission work in Arkansas and in Sioux Falls and in all the small towns around here. We had four teams out there. And those experiences all come together to make this one of the best schools that I have ever been in. And I've taught in a lot of schools in Iowa and several and some here, and this school shines.
Yes. All right. So before we wrap up, if people have questions about the school or would like to learn more, how do they do that?
They can call the school at 507-427-2010, and they can go on our website at www.domlc.org. And there is an auction link on there, and there's information links, but it's gomlc.org. They can see a list, they can see pictures, they can find out more information about every item.
Very good, yes.
Also has our sponsors listed, Steve, and that's very important.
Yeah, because this auction could not be possible without the help of all your sponsors.
Absolutely.
All right, and again, if you want the full list, if you want to take a peek, you can see them all on the website.
Right, but we want to see as many as possible here Friday, April 10th. And at MLC, our doors open at 5, and the live auction starts at 6:30. We have great food, great items, and lots of good fellowship. And we're going to have some fun.
A lot of fun. Dr. Kim Friesen, anything else we need to mention quick?
Oh, no, just praise the Lord that we have a good radio station around here that lets us advertise and talks with us and cares about what's going on in our community. So bless you guys, too.
Oh, well, thank you. We are all looking forward to the auction this Friday night. Dr. Kim Friesen, thank you for talking with us today.
You betcha. Have a great day.
Yep,
bye-bye.
You as well. Okay, there we go. Mountain Lake Christian School. It's the annual auction. The doors open at 5. The silent auction starts at 6:30, and that's at the school, Mountain Lake Christian School in Mountain Lake. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.